Welcome to episode 14. Today is another poem poetry reading. Father's Day is a little less than a month away. I believe it's on June 20th. The main thing I was thinking of on the past few days was, I've seen a lot of Father's Day cards in the store and just thinking about that relationship in particular with my dad. As far as poems, I wrote this, over 5 years ago. But it really encompasses what I want to talk about today. And so the title of this is Hello, Father. Hello, Father. I have so much to tell you. I got my first rattle today. It makes the most glorious noise, to my mother's dismay. Look, Father, my first day of school, learning the alphabet. I have made friends, though girls are disgusting. I had a tough day, Father. The kids are bullying me, calling me names. Mom wants me to stand up for myself. Can I really? High school doesn't seem so bad, Father. I made the basketball team and planned a trial for football, too. Should I try my hand at music? I think this girl likes me, I hope. Graduation, Father. Time to pursue the college degree. I got my scholarship in hand, and I think this woman loves me. I love her. I'm getting married today, Father. My sweetheart may have a boy or a girl. I don't know. I'll be a father soon. I'm a little scared. I'm a little uncertain. Now I can only think, I wish my father were around as I grew. I could have used his help to know what to do. March 28th, 2015. Okay, and so I have this poem as a part of my third collection of poetry. And of course, I wrote down some notes here that really jumped out at me as I'm thinking about what I tried to address in this particular poem. And the first thing I have is men need to be taught. Men need guidance. And men need love. And this starts, of course, as boys at a young age, and we're looking for our father's acceptance as well. So I think that we've seen that played out even in movies where you'll have the son, even an adult son, still trying to get acceptance from his dad. Right, because I have the same relationship with my dad. Even though now I'm in my 40s, I still have these moments where I want to make my parents proud of me, just in general. But again, men need to be taught and we need guidance. And I think that the main thing about this poem is that, of course, the father is absent. And the son is looking for that guidance. He's longing to be taught. And he has questions, right? And certain questions we just will never ask our mom. It's like, and isn't it's the same thing for daughters, for girls. There are certain questions that they'll never ask their dad, when we're wanting to be taught, when we need guidance. There's just certain questions that, the son will never ask the mother, would only ask the father. And then the the girls, they'll never ask the dad, but they'll ask their mom because, you know, of the gender. It's relatability. And it's also certain questions that can be embarrassing. You know, it's like growing up, there are certain things that I never talk with my mom about at all. I would never bring up because it was just very personal. But on the other hand, it's kind of funny because I was thinking about this. My dad would always ask me, and he still does from time to time. He'll just say, how are you doing? And of course, I'm not very talkative. You know, I'll say, I'm fine, you know, working, blah, blah, blah. Just something generic. And then the next thing you know, he starts going, I won't call it a lecture, but he just starts talking. And it's basically a one-sided conversation. But at the same time, he'll tell me how I'm really feeling without me telling him how I'm feeling. And then he'll start giving me advice on things that I haven't asked for his help with. Like, he'll just start giving me advice for things. And this, and of course, this is advice that I need to know. And quite a few times, like, I'll have questions, but I won't ask him. And he'll answer the question without me asking it. So it's happened quite a few times over the years. And I think, excuse me, I think I've had to get used to it. And he's had to get used to me not being very talkative or conversational, you know? Excuse me. But we've had to get used to each other. And so now that, you know, like I said, I'm in my 40s, he'll call me on the phone, you know, and of course I'm better about communicating verbally, things like that. But at the same time, he'll just start telling me what's on his mind, what's on his heart. He'll say, okay, I think this is something that you should know, or something that was on my mind that I want to tell you. And so those types of things are always helpful for me. And a lot of times, like, I don't even need that advice right then, but it always comes back to me in the future. Like, I'll just remember something that he said and I'll be like, oh, okay, now I get it. Now I understand, right? And the thing that I had to realize is that I'm a part of him. Like, certain parts of our personality is the same, you know? And so, and also he can read me pretty well. So I've had to get used to that and just be more open to asking questions, which I've gotten better with as, like I said, as I've gotten older. But yeah, that always trips me out, is that he'll just answer questions that I haven't asked. So that always was just bizarre to me. The other thing that I have written down is the father-daughter relationship. And I think that it's important that that the dad is there for the girls as well. Because the girls can look at their dad and say, okay, this is how a man is supposed to treat me when I'm in a relationship. So that relationship between the father and daughter has to be healthy as well. Because the dad can tell his daughter, you know, these are the standards. This is how he's supposed to treat you. This is how he's supposed to talk to you. You know, and it's just it builds such a good foundation, right? But if the dad isn't there, then the daughter can be searching as well, right? So it's just the importance of the dad being there and being an example for the son and the daughter. And the last point that I wrote down is guidance in society. Especially for men. The main thing that I see as far as messaging is it's a lot of alcohol or beer, and there's a lot of, how can I put, well, I really can't go around it, but it's about beer and sex. That's really what it, the guidance revolves around as far as messaging. It's about beer and it's about sex. And that's, as far as relationships go, it really doesn't get any further in depth than that. And so I can be watching, you know, football, basketball game, and that's all the messaging that you get. It revolves around beer. It revolves around sex. And so guidance, I mean, like I said, it really doesn't go in depth. It doesn't answer really the questions that young men can have, you know, as we get older. And so if the dad isn't there, and there are certain things that you won't ask your mom or, you know, whoever's taking care of you, where do you go? So you start going to your friends, and you go to, gosh, you can even go to advertisements, magazines, go to social media. Just you start absorbing all these, you know, ideas, and people have different ways that they just handle things. And then if you go into relationships, it just can get really, you can end up in a bad place. I'll just put it that way, as far as how you think, right? And then you get into a relationship, how you treat her, right? It can just go into a really bad place if you don't have the guidance there that you need. And of course, we have a lot of single moms in society, and they do the best that they can to raise their kids. But at the same time, from a young man's perspective, who do you go to with your questions? And I think that's where that's what needs to be addressed the most, is that we need the dads there in order for us as young men to ask these questions, to be taught and have that guidance, right? And so I just want to reiterate how important dads are, even if they don't get as much credit as the moms do. They're still important in terms of growth in their kids' lives. And so it shouldn't be left up to the mom to do everything on her own, you know, because it takes two to bring life into the world. And so both parents should be there, you know, for the kids. And I mean, gosh, the parents' relationship has to be healthy, which helps the relationships with their kids to be healthy. And if, you know, one of those is off, then, you know, you're in danger of everything kind of crumbling. But for right now, just looking at the dads and the sons, it's just guidance, you know, again. And so I'm hoping that Father's Day next month, that we just take more time out to, you know, go to our dads and say thank you. And then I know that some of you guys are like my dad. Like, my dad doesn't know his dad, right? So I don't know my granddad on his side. Like, even if I just walk past him, like, I wouldn't know him. And that's just such a terrible feeling. And I saw how that affected my dad as I grew up. And so he would tell me things like, you know, I never wanted to be like that between us, between me and him, you know. So he's, like I said, he communicates a lot with me. And for me, I don't need that much communication, because we've communicated so much over the years that it's like, I always get to the point where I feel like, you know, I'm grown, right? And I don't need as many moments like that. But I'm teaching myself how to understand where he's coming from, right? And how having that relationship is so much more important to him because he didn't have that relationship, you know, with his dad. And so, and my sister all, you know, my sister all often pokes at me and says, hey, you know, communicate, let him know, you know, if it's not a phone call, text, stuff like that, just to, you know, let him know that you're listening, right? And so that's the part that I'm working on, right? And for me, I don't have any kids, you know, I don't have a son or a daughter. So I'm trying to understand to a point where as much as I can, right? But reading over the poem that I have, Hello Father, I just understand a general feeling of, you know, you need your dad there, right? And for me, probably it's easy for me to take it for granted because my father is here, you know? And gosh, I think, what do I remember about my dad the most? He loves Oreos, right? We would be watching TV. He would like the old black and white shows and films. I started watching Alfred Hitchcock. I started watching Bonanza. I started watching Clint Eastwood. What else? He likes very old classic cars, which he would tell me they're better than the cars we have nowadays. We grew up 49ers fans. I have no idea why, because we're in Florida, right? I grew up in South Florida. We were always cheering for the 49ers, and they're on the other side of the continent. But the Dolphins, who were what, 20 miles away, I mean, we couldn't stand them. So I don't understand how that happened, but I'm still a 49ers fan to this day. But yeah, there's just certain things, memories that I cherish and things that I hold on to, that just helps me feel like I'm, you know, we're connected, you know. And so, one thing that I did do with my photography is I started photographing classic cars, and I sent him some of them. I think I sent him like a 1956 Chevy. And I mean, he loves all this stuff. So when I started getting into photography, I'm like, oh, dad loves all these classic cars. And so I started photographing those, and got pretty good at doing that. And just being able to give him something like that and seeing him light up like that, you know, that does something for me, right? So again, it kind of goes back into that thing of wanting your dad's acceptance or wanting him to be proud of you for doing something. But yeah, that's the poem that I have for today. Gosh. And as far as me being a dad, I mean, my dad, he's still, I mean, I think he just did this last week where he still talks about, you know, me having kids and how I can impact them and things like that. And I'm like, I'm just not there. I'm not there. But what I am trying to do is whenever I run across, you know, come across other young men, I try to influence them the best way that I can, you know. Whether it's through the photography or the writing, just trying to influence other people's kids, I guess I can say. But yeah, I mean, one of the reasons that I started was that I saw other young men growing up like me, and you get to high school and people tell you, well, you can only play sports, or get into music. Those are your only two options as a career choice. And so I started seeing a lot of young men, they were going into trying to rap. And if you don't have that gift, that's going to be tough. And then also play sports, basketball, football. But again, if you don't, if you're not, if that's not your gift, your talent, then, you're going to have to find something else to do. And so I started introducing my work, to them, the photography and the writing. It just as a general way of saying there's other things that you can do besides, being an athlete or a rapper or, getting into music. If that's your gift, great, go after it. But if that's not your gift, then find out what your gift is. Do something else. You can get into art. Gosh, culinary, accounting, even though that sounds boring. Become a lawyer, get into science, engineering. Just try a whole bunch of things. And I just felt like a lot of young men were getting, or even are getting, sort of boxed into this category of two avenues that you can take as far as a career. And I'm just trying to get that, have that expanded. If you want to go into film, whether it's cinematography or acting or voiceovers or whatever, just like try things. Try things like, and just start with what do you like, Like, what do you like? And so for me, not being a dad, I'm like, well, how can I help someone else? Because I can't tell you how many young men I've run into, and they're like looking and searching. And they're trying, and it's like you're growing up, you're trying to grasp answers from whatever you can find. Because you grow up with all these questions. And it's not like we don't have our, our moms are there, or you have your guardians, right? But it's not the same thing. And it's like I was saying before with my dad, it's like he knows me because like I'm part of him. So I have some of my mom's personality, I have some of my dad's personality, and the part of my personality that's more like my dad, he can identify that like readily. And so he'll just come to me and say, "Oh, this is how you're feeling, and when you get to this point, instead of doing this, you should do this," because he's already been down this road. He's already been down this road, and so he's like, "This is probably what you're thinking, but don't, make the same mistake that I did and respond to it this way. You should go ahead and do this," which keeps me out of a lot of trouble. But as people, that's how we grow, right? That's how we grow. But someone has to know you well enough to be able to give you the correct advice so you don't, go the wrong way and make the same mistakes. And having that relationship with my dad, it's like you also have to have a healthy relationship with your dad, so that the trust is already built up enough that when he tells you something, you'll actually listen. You're open to his advice. So yeah, there in all relationships, there's going to be ups and downs. But continue to work at it, continue to work at it, continue to work at it. And like I said before, as I've gotten older, I've gotten better. And as I said before, my sister is the one that comes along and pokes at me and says, "Hey, you should think about working on this." And other times my brother-in-law comes to me and says, "Hey, Eric, you know, need to talk to your dad and work on this part, you know, of your relationship. And so I just feel like there's people in my life that, and sometimes they're even complete strangers, they'll just come along and tell me the right things. And then that helps me to navigate because, like I said in an earlier podcast, I'm not very conversational. I have, you know, I've had trouble communicating how I feel, emotions, verbally, things like that. So I'm always open and listening for, you know, advice from the people that I do trust, right? To help guide me to where I need to go. So again, before I close, just next month, Father's Day, show extra love to your dad. And if that relationship is broken, if it can be fixed, because it can't always be fixed, but if it can be fixed, just, you know, just loosen up, get your heart open, and try, you know, and, you know, don't be totally opposed to it. But just if it's broken, do the best you can to fix it, you know, because it's like we only have one dad, right? We only have one mom. It's like the relationships that we have, they're unique, they're special. And so we should do the best that we can to keep them healthy, to keep the relationships healthy. All right. And so that's all I have for episode 14. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I hope to be back again. I'm scheduled to be back again next Wednesday. I try to put these out early in the morning on Wednesday, depending on when I have time to record. And so, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And I will talk to you again next week. Take care. God bless. And remember my personal motto, life motto, which is be happy, pet a cat. It doesn't make sense, but it always makes me feel better when I say that. Be happy, pet a cat. All right. Have a good day. Have a good week. God bless.